TVs that have come out of there. One is that LG is actually going to go into production for that rollable
TV. Yeah.
Rollable TV, which looked fucking gorgeous. Somehow has the specs of like the TV that I have.
Yep, but rolls up into a little box.
Yeah.
I would never use.
I would never use it either. Like, I look at it and I go, that is absolutely awesome, but it would be 100% impractical for me.
Yep. It would always be a display.
Because literally, it'd literally be like, okay, we're going to roll it down and stare at a wall.
Yeah. Like, the display they showed had, like, a glass window view, like, but I'm like,
yeah.
But that, technically, during the day, would make your viewing of that TV garbage.
Oh, garbage, completely.
So, like, that's a TV using
and
night.
And where are you going to run the cables from? Because they're obviously not going to be running out from the window behind it.
Yeah, it's fine. You plug them in the window. You know, solar power, right? That's how solar power works. You plug stuff into stuff that has solar.
Yeah.
Windows.
It's got flexible solar panels on the back of it, so it's actually self-powering.
Yeah. Mm, yeah.
Right? LG's next invention, solar-powered TV.
Put it next to your windows.
Put it next to your windows.
And have fun watching your TV bake itself to death.
Right.
Because the conversion of power between solar and electricity, it's pretty warm.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. They'll work it out.
Yeah.
Put a little roof over it.
Hey, Mike, Dave Bautista is going to be in the remake of the reboot of Dune.
Dune!
That's exciting.
Oh, for a second there, I thought you said Doom.
Yeah.
Like maybe that, too.
The Rock.
Yeah, he plays the gun. He plays the BFG.
I'll allow it.
I would fucking totally watch that. Tell me Dave Bautista is going to be in the remake of Doom? He would have to be the Doom.
He is the Doom.
Yeah, man.
What was the other weird TV thing that came out from CES? It was
Samsung's new wall display now has multiple sizes.
Was that it? Because there was another one. There's another TV thing that in past years has been like essentially vaporware. And this CES, they're finally like, yeah, we're going to ship it this later. This
yeah,
year.
Samsung's
it
might be, the
is
wall.
It the wall.
That's the wall. Yeah.
Yeah,
comes in three sizes now. 120 inches, 98 inches, and 75 inches, I think they said.
See, I would love that.
Fuck yeah, just put it on that wall that's just blank right there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, dude.
Let me just turn on the TV real quick. Wow. Hey, Siri, turn on TV, because it's going to have HomeKit built into it now. And it's just going to be like, wah.
Well, with that one, too, that one also doesn't actually turn off.
I wouldn't imagine
it turns into, like art, so like it looks like a picture.
That's right, because they have that whole art series that they do, which is kind of cool, but...
Yeah. It's just neat because the people watching, oh, it's a really cool painting. Ah, that's my TV.
Yeah. Channel 3.
It'd be only cool if you could, like,
Back to the Future,
put your own
to
content
smack
on
it
there.
In order to get the art to display correctly.
It'd be cool if you could put your own art on it, though, which I'm pretty almost positive you can't on the.
No, because it's locked to a certain service, which I think you have to actually pay for.
You may have to, probably.
If I recall right. And then it just shows, like, famous paintings and stuff. Otherwise, it would be, yeah, definitely cool if you could connect it to, like, a, there are art services out there that I can't think of for, but you just go on and you like a bunch of our artists' stuff and it just, like, display it. Or
oh, like DeviantArt or something?
Yeah, DeviantArt or, I know there's another one out there and I can't think of it right now. That there was a company that was selling stuff, something like that, for digital frames, pictures, where you bought the frame... Or you bought the screen and frame, and then you subscribe to a service that you could pick out like art and stuff that you like, and then it would change periodically based on your likes. So it's definitely be cool, but I don't know. I don't really want to pay monthly fee just to see art on my wall.
Speaking of art on your wall. Mike, you see that the rumors are that first Star Wars trailer isn't hit during Super Bowl?
I didn't see that. Know what we're going to get from that Star Wars trailer?
Nothing.
Jack shit.
Absolutely dick.
We might get the title.
Well, the most, get the fucking title. The most you're going to get out is the title. And like an image of a lightsaber igniting or something.
And then we're going to have 4 months of speculation on what the title means.
Yeah.
Did you see rumors? I'm trying to remember what it was. What the title might be.
Oh, yeah, it was something weird.
Because it was something that was actually spoken.
Force takes a nap.
what keeps getting me about it is way back in the beginning when they did episode 7, 7, right? No.
Yep.
Yeah, 7. Anyway.
We're on 9 now.
Yeah, we're on 9 now. Is that... It was said that it was supposed to be part of a sentence. Basically, you could say...
Supposed to form a sentence out of the three subtitles.
Yeah, the three subtitles. So, The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi...
Something.
And somebody was saying, and I'm still trying to remember what it was.
New Dawn, right? Is that what it was?
No, it's something, the Rebellion Reborn or something like that. It was a quote from one of the last things that Luke says in episode 8. And, what was it? But it had something to do with the Rebellion Reborn. So it would read something like, The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, The Rebellion Reborn.
Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, with a bucket of water.
It works. We're not taking the ice challenge? It's the Jedi ice challenge?
Yeah. Turns out all the Star Wars movies was just to raise money for some type of cancer research.
Which, did people actually raise money for that, or did they just pour cold water over
it? They literally just pour cold water on themselves.
Yeah. Didn't donate shit.
Nope. They didn't ask people to donate shit. This is the ice bucket challenge for that one thing that we don't actually know what they're talking about.
Yeah, it never made sense to me when people were doing it, because I had always thought it was a part of some sort of donation campaign thing, and then
that's how it started.
Random people doing it, and you're like...
It started with celebrities basically saying, hey, if a bunch of people donate this much money, I'll dump ice cold water on myself. And then it, like, just, as the internet does, takes things and warps it in the wrong ways.
Yep. Rule 34?
So the one you're talking about is The Rebellion is Reborn, is a line that he speaks.
Does it give the full line?
Yeah, it says, amazing, every word of what you said is wrong. The Rebellion is reborn today. The war is just beginning. And I will not be the last Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just because they mentioned The Last Jedi right then and there, which obviously was also the name of the movie,
yep,
people have said that that could be what the name of the next movie was, which it sounds legitimate to me.
The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, The Rebellion is Reborn?
Yeah,
it doesn't really flow very well. But in all likelihood, the title of this one is going to reflect something that's going to basically lead to Rey's destiny, because that's how all the first two titles have gone. The Force Awakens, which is her basically awakening the Force inside of her. The Last Jedi, her becoming the Last Jedi. And, of course, this one will be ever what it is. So that's why The Rebellion is Reborn almost doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but The Rebellion is reborn in her. You can think
of course, yeah, I know that. But you
can think of it as the last one killed off a lot of the older generation of The Rebellion. So you have only younger generation now, and so it is being reborn.
Could be. I don't know.
Yeah. Says the guy that's wearing a Star Wars short.
You think Rey's a clone?
No.
I hate that fucking theory so much.
I read that one the other day online.
Somebody at my work, and I hate them really a whole lot for this.
I hate them too.
Scum.
Because they, well, first off, because they're always bad mouthing the new movies.
Now they're one of those people.
They're one of those people. Oh, they're garbage. They're just recycled. Blah blah blah. Yada yada. And then they're like, and then they were talking about how they were rewatching the episode 1, 2, and 3, and they're like, yo, but I've heard Jar Jar could be a Sith Lord.
Ugh.
And they started repeating that whole shitty, you know, Jar Jar Binks is the one behind, you know, Sith Lord, blah, 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 behind everything.
Nothing theory would make me more happier if it turns out Jar Jar Binks is the main bad guy in all these movies.
Everything?
It would be the best. I would be so happy. I would laugh at everyone so hard.
This is exactly what you wanted, you piece of shit fanboys.
Yeah. I'm rooting for it, personally. Rooting for it.
Technically, we know he's technically dead now.
Technically.
But we also know where he ended up. Because in the one of the novels that is canon, he's a janitor on Naboo.
A janitor?
Yeah.
They could hook him up with a fucking...
Which is weird, because even in the movies, he was like an advisor to the queen. Because
he fucked up so bad.
That's probably true.
When his term was up, he went back to his people. They're like, no, you're a fuck up and a loser. Have fun cleaning the palace. And he's literally a janitor in the royal palace on Naboo.
But you know what? That's better.
See,
than
now
being,
I'm rooting for it even harder.
Exiled. That's better than being exiled.
No, because exiled means he could.
Because that's what he was. He was exiled in the first movie.
Whatever.
I mean, whatever.
Whatever. Jar Jar for the win. Come on. Come on, JJ. Make it happen.
No, don't make it happen.
You still got time. Whatever changes you need to make. a big battle at the end where Jar Jar kills all your main characters.
He just comes in.
With shitty one-liners.
Yes, I kill you.
Yeah, shitty one-liners the whole time.
Oh, no.
Yep. I'm rooting for it.
All of a sudden, it becomes Mario. Like, all I hear when you said that was like Mario.
He kind of has a Mario voice.
Very much so.
Very much so. They were also talking about how it was really shitty that they killed off Emperor Snoke and blah, blah, blah.
Who gives a fuck about Snoke?
The only problem with that is, like, even in the Force Awakens, they built him up to be this, like, powerhouse. And then, like, the beginning of Last Jedi, they're like, oh, he's, you know, like... He's like everyone's fearing him. He's got this big old ship, and then you find out that he's the one that's bridging the gap between Kylo and Rey. And then you're like, "Oh, you're gonna find out!" And then he's like, just dead, like in a second.
Yeah.
I was like, "Wow, that's
but that's
impressive."
That's called putting Kylo over in the wrestling biz.
Well, granted, I get
Snoke,
it.
Yeah, Snoke did the job. Now Kylo's a bigger star because of it.
Exactly, and that's how from what I understand, that's how the Sith are. Like the apprentice always ends up killing the master more power.
Yeah, essentially, it's just. But
that's
it's just
essentially what happened here.
But I was waiting for like an epic battle between the two.
He's too old. Old little.
Look what Palpatine did, and his ass was all melty.
Yeah, that's true, but.
He put up a pretty good fight until he got thrown into a trash pit.
It's just because he had the lightning hands.
He's like, I should have waited.
Yeah.
I should have waited.
Too soon. I used my special attack too quick.
Dang
it's
it.
Not going to recharge before he gets angry and kills me.
I have to kill a bunch more ads to build up my light again. Oh, wait, no. Sorry. Sorry, wrong franchise.
He runs over and kicks a bucket. Did I get any XP for this?
He's like, starts collecting shit randomly through the Death Star.
I want that scene too, JJ.
Breaking pots.
I want this next Star Wars to be a straight up comedy. I want you to end Star Wars forever on that straight ass Jar Jar kills everybody comedy.
They you find out that they did an autopsy on Snook's body. It was just a puppet. It was being remotely controlled by someone from Naboo.
You said puppet, and I went right to Happy Time Murders. It's type of puppet. It's full of fluff.
Rotten Cotton Girls?
Yeah. I'm a woman. That's okay.
I just wish we had a little bit more info about Star Wars so we could like, actually talk about it. Because now it's just like,
It's just going to be how it was. Like, and I was just reading a thing. Like, we may... like. If that rumor of a teaser trailer comes out during Super Bowl is true, it's going to break, and if it gives us the title, it's going to break the theme of how the other two movies were done. I didn't know this either. I was just reading this. It said that both The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi, the titles weren't revealed until production finished filming.
And we're not there yet.
They're not going to be done until the end of February.
So
we'll be done.
What do you hope would show? What would make you angry if they showed it or if they didn't show it?
I don't know if there's anything that make me angry.
You gotta know a Star Wars teaser is like...
Yeah, like a Star Wars teaser in the last... Especially these two...
fair, though, we got the first one. We got Han and Chewie, which was
at the
pretty
end,
dope.
Yeah.
Which was pretty dope.
Like, that was a big deal.
We're Home, yeah.
Was amazing. And so I gotta give him a little bit more credit. Like, that was enough to keep everyone, you know, excited until the movie came out.
Because the first one, it was very... that was, like, the longest scene was, like, them at the end of it. Because the other ones were just little snippets of, like,
you got to see
Kylo in
the
snow. Yeah, you can see all that stuff.
Shit.
So, like, it's just that. But, like, I don't know. I kind of want it to just be, like, just a title announcement. and not show us almost like virtually anything. Maybe just like snippets of the different characters and then like the title, and then that's it. And then we have to wait all the way to probably Comic-Con for an actual trailer.
I want to see Rey all in black.
Wearing a robe or not wearing a robe?
It doesn't matter. Just all in black. Like Badass Luke at the end of his trilogy.
Yeah.
I think that was Jabba's palace.
Yeah. Yes, bitch.
She's obviously been doing some training in between.
Yeah, dude. And she moving rocks and shit and freeing people. She's going to be all mega-ass powerful.
Because it's been confirmed that it's a year from the end of The Last Jedi to the beginning of whatever episode 9 is called. So a year has passed. And Kylo has had enough time to rebuild the First Order, along with Hux, who apparently still hates him.
But still works for him,
because, well, got nothing else.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I want to see Kylo all strung out, looking real fucking...
gnarly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be pissed, because he got outsmarted by a dead guy. And then...
soon to be dead guy.
Yeah, well, you know. And guy. Then... or a fourth guy. A hologram guy. So yeah, he needs to have he doesn't need anything. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, but it would be cool.
He's so confident in his fucking shot himself.
I can fucking make Star Wars better. No, you can't, internet. You can't make Star Wars better than it is.
Yes, they can. Just ask him.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to remove myself.
Mike's trailer just ends with Misa back
with a lightsaber pop and people screaming.
Picks up his mop and it like ignites into a lightsaber.
Oh my god! No, the mop head
is just a bunch of little lightsabers,
floppy lightsaber things,
floppy lightsaber things. That's the name of this episode. Floppy lightsaber things.
I want that so bad. Can somebody please at least make me a animated short of Jar Jar killing people with a lightsaber mop? It's the only thing I want in life now. I don't even know what I was saying. Yeah, Star Wars is going to be cool.
Lightsaber floppy thing. Floppy lightsaber things. Make a note. Someone make a note. That's what this episode's called. Floppy lightsaber things. Ugh. Fucking ridiculous. Did you watch Titan Games yet?
Nah.
Ah, I forgot about that.
Fuck, man. I give you guys all sorts of, like, time.
Yeah, but you didn't remind me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, see, right?
It's even on your favorite platform, YouTube.
The tubes of yous.
Yeah, but it's not in my recommended.
It is in mine, and I watched it. Not on YouTube, though. I watched it on the app.
Yeah. What's it available on? It's Hulu.
Hulu, right? Has it. NBC app has it. I believe NBC app, you can watch it for free.
Where would I be able to watch the rest? Because you said the first episode is
first episode. Well, it's an hour and a half long episode. It's technically two episodes in one. Well,
fine, but where will you be able to watch it regularly? Can you watch it Hulu?
Hulu, yeah.
Hulu will be the next day.
It'll be the next day. So it'll air on Hulu on Fridays because it debuts on Thursdays. I watched it. I forgot to even record it on my DVR, so I just watched it on the app, and I was like, well, this works too. And the best part was the commercials broke, so it was just like that.
Oh, hey, we're going to commercial.
Second, back up. I was like, yeah, it's broken.
Never happens to me.
Yeah.
Never happens to me.
Because I started watching it on the on the NBC app, and then I was like, oh shit, it's gonna be on the Hulu app or on Hulu, so I'll just watch it on that. And then I realized I have the NBC app on my Apple TV, so I don't know why. Because I was watching on my iPad at work, and then I was like, oh shit, I can just watch it on Hulu, and I watched it on that, and the commercials were broken. I was like, yeah,
broken commercials.
The rest of this fucking thing is all in. It's actually really fun. It's very American Gladiators, but like obviously without the gladiators portions of it. But the events,
very American.
The games are fucking ridiculous. Like they are true. Like they truly stick up to that fucking the Titan thing. And like the whole, because every game, every event has a different name. Like so, every game has a different name. Hammering Ram, they have to start with a sledgehammer. They have to have this metal plate, and they have to knock it back. And when it does, it drops a giant battering ram down. Then they have to take a rope and they have to swing it and break open a door. And then once the door breaks open, they have to run through and jump and grab the thing to set off the fire. And they're massive doors. And it's just got this big old beam across it that they have to ram it into. And so they take the sledgehammer and they're just hitting this fucking thing. And then it's all, like, it was crazy. I was like, God damn. But then the last event to become a Titan for that, for your group, which is really weird. Like, so you only have to do one event and then you're into the running. So you win your one event and then you go into the Mount Olympus. And the Mount Olympus is the obstacle course, which is super fucked up.
Yeah.
So the first thing you have to do is you have to knock over a fucking wall that is weighs a half a ton.
Oh,
you have to push it over and use that as a ramp to get up to the next part. Then it's a series of six or three gates you have to push up that equal 450 pounds by the time you're done. You have to lock it into place. Then beyond that is six cylinders that rotate. They're supposed to be like giant wooden ones uphill. Then you have to go over and you have to go to this wall where you have to punch holes into it to climb up the wall. And so you have to be careful not to make the holes too big, otherwise it'll break it down and you'll slide down. And once you get up that, then you need to go to the top and you have to rotate this wheel that brings the torch up. And the torch weighs 650 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And then you have to then go from the top. So that's at the top. Once that's up and it lights, you have to go down three slides that go to a wall, go to walls like that progressively get higher. And it's like 6, 7, and 11 feet, I think they are. So you have to go up that, vault over those, go down the next slide all the way down to the bottom. Then, when you get to the bottom of that, at the bottom of the hill, you have to grab this 250-pound boulder that has a chain wrapped around it, that has a hammer, another sledgehammer. You have to drag that 20-something feet enough to get the hammer that's on the chain to break open a cement slab that has the Titan key in it that you have to again dig out of the out of that, run up this little, I mean, it's like run, I say run upstairs, it's like four steps to get up, put it in, turn it to ignite the flames.
Might as well be 40 steps after all that.
Yo, it's ridiculous. And the guy who won the first one did it, they were kind of like neck and neck, but the second guy who did it, because it was two men, two women that end up like for that episode, because it's like because it was the first episode, first part of the episode was one set of contestants and then the next set. But the second guy that did it just destroyed the other guy. He just fucking, they were neck and neck and then he just ran through him. It was all because the second guy grabbed the boulder and just started dragging that and he wrapped the chain up around it so it got stuck and he couldn't get the hammer out. Mm. But this dude, other guy, he's a farmer and he's just fucking shit up.
Hmm.
But it's impressive. But some of the events are gnarly. There's one where it's like this pyramid, and there's these poles you have to pull out, and they weigh like a shit ton of weight or something. But then the last one's a tug of war, and you have to pull against the other person. But if you get there first, obviously it's easier, right? But you can't. You don't have the ground for leverage, so you have to use the pyramid, the wall of the pyramid, and so you're above the ground like 8 feet.
Hmm.
Pull on this giant fucking pole to get out, and then what you have to do is the middle one doesn't come all the way out, it has to hit a chime at the other end, so you have to get it far enough out so it's just like struggling with the other person. It was nuts. I was like, yo, this is crazy. There's one where you had to like swing this wrecking ball and you had to knock over these pillars, but every time it hit a pillar it would deflect off a different way, so you have to keep the momentum going, and I don't think you have to stay in the circle, but there's this like circle like mat you can run around to keep it going, but it looked gnarly. I was like, yo, this is nuts, dude. Like, crazy. But yeah, then they only showed off six events, I think, in the first episode, the first 100 hour and half long one.
But yeah.
It was pretty fun. I was like, and then basically at the end of the, I want to say it's a total of 8 weeks. Yeah, I think it's a total of 8 weeks. They'll end up with eight titans, eight male titans, eight female titans, and then it's a battle of the titans, and they do it all again against each other.
Okay.
And I don't know if they have to do more events in that one. I don't know how it's going to work, but I kind of wish they had to do more events to get to the like certain points, whatever, or time or whatever it happens to be. It kind of makes sense though. You win your match and you go against the. It just seems like it's very short because you do win one event and then you're in Mount Olympus.
Oh.
So like, okay. you only have to do one, yeah.
Whereas
so,
like the original American Gladiators, you went through a bunch of different events,
and you had points that then led to
better start time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, gotcha. But this you all start at the same time, but it's you're racing against the other person, but it's not time; it's just to beat the other person.
Hmm.
And one of the girls, the first girl that did it, when she got to the, I think it was the first one. No, it was the second set of girls. She's a deadlifter. Like, she's a championship deadlifter.
Uh-huh.
So she gets to the 250-pound boulder. She picks the hammer up with one hand, grabs the chain, and just drags the boulder with one hand.
Jesus Christ.
She's a deadlifter.
Yeah, and I was like, holy shit. Then she gets to the fucking thing and just hammers like four times and just rips part of the big chunk out. And I was like, holy shit. This is crazy. Yeah. Yeesh. Her event to get in, it was the most, probably the most ridiculous one of all of them, because it's, I can't remember the name of it, but essentially just this giant bridge pyramid. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you start with this chain or this bar that has chains on it, and you have to climb up this like the walkway, okay, the pyramid.
Yeah, yeah.
As you go up, the chains unfold and add more weight.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to the top, I can't remember the weight. It's like something like 400 and something pounds.
Fuck that.
Right? You get to the top, you have to put it in this wheel, mm-hmm. and you have to crank the wheel to then lift two 100-pound blocks along with the chains up. And the wheel has locks, so you have to get it so far and it locks in place.
Yeah.
But it's, you have to use it, and it's on both sides. And because there's chains hanging off both sides that have weights on them, and you have to do it, and then you have to get it so high where it hits a bar and then sets off the fire. It is fucking brutal, dude. And the guy's like talking about, like, you know, by the time you get to the top, it's like carrying a refrigerator.
Jesus, no, because a refrigerator would be heavier.
Or on each arm.
I mean, lighter.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But it was like, it was so like, oh, I was like, holy shit. Like, and it was the two ladies doing it. And I was like, I don't know if this is, I mean, this is definitely impressive. But I don't, I wonder what it would look like with like a couple like jack dudes doing it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, it was super nuts. But it's fun. It's fun to watch. And like Dwayne, or they call him DJ.
Really?
Yeah.
Call him DJ?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
He allows it.
Okay.
Apparently, if you're close to him, you get to call him DJ. I would say Mr. Johnson or like
Mr. Sir The Rock.
Mr. Yeah. The Rock.
But like he hosts it. Respect
on that name.
Exactly.
And I can't remember the hostess's name, the one that does a lot of the talking to the contestants. But he's down there with them the entire time. He's like cheering them on from the sides. But he introduces each of the games.
Didn't he do all the?
He hosts the whole thing.
Yeah. No, I thought he did all.
Oh
the
yeah, he designed them all. Yeah, and he does them. So like, they show him. They don't really show him doing. They show other people doing the events to show you kind of how it works. But he, with his team of people who designed it, they work together. Like, so basically they would design it, he would run it and say, not either it's too hard or it's not hard enough or I want it this way. But they threw money behind this. This is not like, in the amount of stuff they destroy in each of the games is mind boggling.
Universal loves The Rock. Like, they're just gonna,
no, they need to, because like it's the thing about this too is the Titan Arena is outside. And it has these big stands that like surround it.
Isn't it like filmed in a inside the NASCAR?
It might be.
It's huge outdoor area set everything up in.
Yeah, and the entire time Mount Olympus is physically set up behind them.
So I remember somebody, one of the behind the scenes people, was giving an interview, and they originally NBC wanted them to hold it indoor in a stadium. They're like, for what we want to do, you're not. That could not be able to find a stadium.
Because Mount Olympus is, I think they said, 10 stories high.
Damn.
Yeah, it's massive. It's ridiculous. And then, like, the stands are just literally, like, old-school Coliseum setup. And, like, it's crazy. Like, they really took the name Titan and just fucking ran with it. Because that shit is massive. It's a lot of fun, though. It's a lot of fun to watch. They do play up the whole, like, backstory. They show you like them, you know, these are the hardships I went through, which is obviously part of it, because like that's this whole thing is like normal people who've had challenges in their lives or whatever. But it's like, I just don't really care about that much. I want to see more about the games. But
maybe a lot of people, that's their end though.
Yeah,
is it the emotional attachment to somebody?
And I get it, and that's why they do it that way. But it's less cheesy than American Gladiators is a lot of times. There's one that was borderline, like, I was like, yikes. And it's just like 50-year-old lady who's like a firefighter, and she's ripped, she's jacked.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was kind of rooting against her, because I was like, I don't really want to hear her about, I'm 50, I can do this. I'm like, I'm fat and not that old, and I still can't do it. So good for you. Good for making me feel like a piece of shit. But like the I can't remember the one of the guy or one of the girls like her sister survived bone cancer in her shin, and so she was like kind of doing it for her, but she's like this just she's a massage therapist and she's just jacked. And they call her the little pit bull, and she's the one that did that pyramid one. We have to pull the poles out, and she's up on the wall and just yanking the fucking pole out. I was like, holy shit. And she manhandled the shit out of that boulder too at the end. She grabs the chain with the hammer on it, and then just wrenches the chain that holds the boulder on their shoulder and just continually walks it across the thing. I was like, I think me and my two best friends couldn't fucking do that shit.
I found the application site, Mike.
You should see these
people. They're...
No, sir.
Yeah, they are... Like, they make the gladiators from American Gladiators look like pieces of shit. These people are, like... Especially the ones that win, like Titans. And, like, the farmer is not even, like... He's not even, like... Big. He's just... You can see he's, like, super buff because he worked on a farm.
Yeah, he's got that, like, endurance strength, yeah, probably.
And he used it, too.
Yeah.
He fucking ran over the competition. Which is weird because, like, I thought, like... He was going to go out because his event, they didn't even, like, do the intro for. They did, like, that whole, like, oh, like, remember American Gladiators when they're running out of time? These people aren't that interesting, so let's run through it real quick, right? Mm-hmm. He fucking destroyed the other guy and then went on to it. I was like, oh, he's got to be the one that loses, right? Because, like, they didn't even spend time on his backstory. Then they went into – every time they start the Mount Olympus, they give a little more backstory about the person. So you get more of his, like, I'm a farmer, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of hated him because he's like, I'm going to show that farmers are titans. I'm like, oh, I don't like this guy at all. And he has Jesus hair. But the guy he was going against were really, like, head-to-head until the slide thing. And then when they got down to the boulder, he just fucking took off. And he was all about it. He's like, I'm going to fuck this shit up. And they should have been neck to neck, but the doctor guy fucked up and just grabbed the chain and started running with it. And it, like I said, wrapped up the chain of the hammer, below, so he couldn't have enough reach for it. Mm-hmm. So he tried to pull it out, and like I was like, you dummy. You don't know how physics works. But then the first Titan they crowned, he's a delivery man for Budweiser.
Nice.
But like he's a single father who like had like a rough... childhood, like he was in crime and stuff like that. So he turned his life around, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he is a monster as well. He destroyed his competition like a motherfucker. He's legit. And the guy he went against, I thought was going to give him really good competition, but he was just too. He's one of those guys like he's not like showy muscles, but he's really big, and you knew he was going to get winded real quick.
Yeah.
So when he came to Mount Olympus, yeah, he got fucking.
Winded.
Yeah. Like, he barely made it down Mount Olympus on the slides by the time the other guy was finishing.
Damn.
Yeah, he didn't even get to the boulder in time. It was like, yeah, he was, and you can see he was fucking done. You saw me, like, you're way too big to be running around.
Yeah.
that's, you know, like, you know, I could be wrong. He could have been, like, a freak athlete, but he was just way, like, his, every bit about him is just mad. He works out a lot, mm-hmm. and, like, he was big. He's strong, don't get me wrong. He is super strong. Like, both of them hit that wall, that half-ton fucking wall, like a shot of the dark. And, like, they knocked it over, but, like, you know, he was struggling to get up the rollers. He was so big that, like, the one we had to punch the holes in the wall,
yeah.
He put his foot in, it would just go right through. And I was like, you have to make those smaller. You know, and he's like, he hit him, and his fucking fist is so big, he puts these, like, you know, personal pan pizza fucking holes in the wall. I was like... Yikes! But once he got to the top, dude, you could see he was super winded, and he had to do the fucking crank thing. I was like, he was strong, but he's like, you could see like, ugh. And as soon as like, because the first like two or three rotations of the crank are just getting the rope tight to start pulling up the thing, uh-huh. So you get this false sense of like, oh, this is gonna be easy.
Yeah.
As soon as that weight's actually on there, and you have to fucking wrench up 650 pounds, it looks fucking hard. And the thing about it is, what's crazy. Is I don't think they changed the events for the ladies because they mentioned all the weight and it's exactly the same.
Good.
Half a ton for the fucking wall, 450 pounds pushing uphill with those gates. It was crazy.
Good.
I was like, I couldn't, like you said, the team of the three of us couldn't do those fucking events. And like, no, mind you, like, I'm not in any shape whatsoever other than fat. But like, I don't think we could, like, as a team... do any of that shit.
From what I was seeing on the preview things, I was like oh, none of that.
No, as a team, we couldn't do them. Easily. Like, there's no fucking way. Like, we could break up Mount Olympus, the three of us, in different stages.
That's what I mean.
We still have, didn't,
no,
couldn't
still
do that.
Couldn't do it?
No.
Okay.
There's no fucking way. You'd be able to do the rollers, but maybe, maybe not. Because, like, some of these dudes were, like, doing it where they would get, like, they'd get on the top one, and they would use their agility to run along the top of them. And I was like, nope, not a fucking chance. Because they're, what they say, they're 5.5 feet in diameter each, I think they said. They're fucking massive. And they're rotating, and you're going uphill.
Yeah.
And you're not, I mean, you can touch the ground and get back up, but you have to literally go over the top of them. It was nuts. I was like, definitely watch it. It's fucking fun. Like I said, they spent too much on the backstory of people. I just wanted to get more to the games. But then once I found out it was like one game each, and then Mount Olympus, I was like, that's why they have time for that. Mm. And also, if you had to do all that in one night, you'd be fucking dead before the Mount Olympus came on, because some of those events are gnarly.
Yeah.
The hammering ram, probably the least, like, probably the easiest one to do, I would think. Because you have to, like, hit, granted, you have to take a giant sledgehammer and hit a metal thing to drop the thing down and swing this giant fucking ram. But compared to the other events, way more streamlined and way more easier to do, because you're not really going directly against another opponent, but it's also just, it's two things that are relatively separate from each other. Like, one is swinging a giant hammer into a metal plate a bunch, and you have to be accurate and things like that, and steady to get it to drop. The other one's just getting enough leverage and swing on the ram, right? But I was like, the other one's like the whole walking up with a whole house worth of appliances on a fucking bar up to this top of this hill. Because it's not like a little hill, it's like, it's steep, and there's not steps. There's just these little boards you can put your feet on.
Hmm.
And at least they give you like these little posts you can kind of put the beam on to reset yourself. But like, it's not steady whatsoever. Like, you're walking, and like, you have to keep your upper body like straight, because otherwise, like, it gets dragged down. I was like, yeah, fuck that nonsense.
Been sitting here trying to find a video of at least one of the events, but I can't find anything besides. Really?
It heard me.
Really?
I hit it with my wrist.
Oh, okay. I was like, I said, "Hey Siri," earlier, and it didn't respond.
No, I literally went to adjust my iPad, and I hit my
Here
wrist.
Here we go. I finally found Jesus. Because you're right. Like, every single video thing that I had found was literally like backstory. It was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Which one are you seeing?
It's the Mount Olympus, I think.
Oh yeah, it's Mount Olympus. Yeah,
they showed them pushing the
gates
wall over first.
So here's the that's the cowboy. That's the farmer. That's the doctor.
Yeah, and these are pretty legit looking.
Oh, they're fucked up, dude. Like, that shit's messed up. And so when you get to the wall part, you have to punch the holes in the wall to climb. And as you have to do it while you're going, because it's too tall for like to be able to make it yourself.
Yeah, they're right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the farmer was in blue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just fucking
jetting it, right?
Going through.
Yeah, dude, he fucks that shit up.
Yeah, the guy in red was like, "How do I punch holes?" Oh.
Yeah.
The farmer lost his footing for a second
there. Yeah, that's the walls where the other dude kind of get there, and then the crank, they were dead on. Like, they both got their torches up almost exactly the same time. So they were down the first ramp, like just first slide, and they're going head to head, and you can see, I think it's the guy, the doctor in red, kept looking over at the cowboy. Yeah, here's the fucking look at that shit. Look how close that is together.
Yeah.
And so I think he gets his like a second first, and then they can go. They have to run over to these slides, and they vault over these fucking walls, dude. Watch this. Just throw themselves over.
Yeah.
Slide. So the guy in the doctor in the red is like slightly ahead,
mm-hmm.
but it's when he gets to the bottom, this, and they're like neck and neck over the, like, because the last one,
you can see that the doc is already losing some
momentum. And the farmer's going, but watch this fucking boulder. So he grabs his smartly, two hands, he moves the hammer, right? He picks it up. You can see the chain getting all tangled up.
Yeah.
But see, the farmer pushed the chain off to the side and was holding it.
Yeah.
So it's not there. And then so he's dragging it, thinks he gets it close enough. He brings it right the fuck up there. And then his hammer's stuck and he can't bring it over. You have to put safety glasses on and then hammer away. Dude, the farmer is just going to town on this fucking thing, dude. See, like, you have to go through the concrete block.
He fucked himself by getting it rolled over
He has trouble getting and fighting, because it's not just, like, sitting in there. I guess there's, like, some shit in there. You have to dig around and find it. There's, like, no light. So he has a chance. So he starts pulling. Yeah, right? So he starts digging for it. And so I'm like, oh, shit, it's going to be neck and neck again. And then the farmer just grabs it, and he's like, I'm in! He just runs up there. It's like they both.
Goddamn, that's a T. It literally is a fucking T. It's like a Titan Games T. Ah, oh, damn.
Yeah, so he had it. He's running towards the stairs. Like it was pretty neck and neck. But like I said, it was that it was the hand, the wall and the hand crank that really like they got him back to neck and neck, and they were just fucking fighting for it. But the other one,
well, the hand crank one too looked like it was going like it looked like it was going super easy, and then suddenly
the weight just kicks like, in, dude.
Like they were literally like switching positions and just trying to hold it in place and like put their body weight on one side of it just to get it going down.
Yeah, because it only locks in place in 2 points, 12 mm-hmm. and 6. So like you get it to the top, you can see it click in, you can see them like re-grip it, mm-hmm. and then it gets to the bottom, they move position, yeah. But you can see them, they all go, and as soon as that fucking rope becomes taut and that 650 is waiting on there, there's like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, it's brutal, dude. I was like, holy shit.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, dude. It's a fun show. I kind of wish it was like something I could binge watch like I did the Beast Mode.
Yeah.
Show, the one on Netflix, because I burned through that shit. Yeah. I was like, this is so much fun, because those motherfuckers are hurting themselves.
Yeah, it's like a more violent American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, like, I'm going to make this jump. Don't jump.
Lots of blood in it. Way more blood than I was expecting.
Broken hands. People playing through with broken fingers and shit. I was like,
don't do it.
You should give up. Don't do it. Like, this one guy's got like two broken toes and like a broken finger. He's jumping from platform to platform. I'm like, how are you doing this? Like, I stubbed my toe once, and I called out for work for a week. And these guys are, like, literally, like, jumping.
Watching the ladies' chain bridge one.
Oh, yeah, dude, this is fucked up, right?
Yeah, like, this isn't what I really thought it would be.
The lady in blue is the power lifter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, dude, it's brutal. It's
a lot more steep, and...
Yeah. And you see how thick those chains are, dude?
Yeah.
And they're coiled, because they're coiled, as you go up, they just, like, you can see them.
Yeah,
like, she's halfway up, and she's like, fuck. And I was like, yeah, you're a powerlifter, I get it. You're strong, and she holds some kind of record or something. I don't know if this is a world record.
This is especially awful for, like, a person of shorter stature, too. Because if your shoulders just barely make it over this rail, because this rail is pretty high, and the...
Then the posts that come up
is actually pretty steep. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you have the posts that come up to help. They're supposed to help you. They also hinder you because if you're trying to squat too low to carry it.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna run into. She does. She runs into him. She has to like stand up a little more and like hold it up. But yeah, that bitch is strong as shit.
The one in blue, she's already up and she's cranking it now.
Oh yeah, dude. She has like she puts her full weight into that too because like you can see that's like even too tall for her. Yeah. And she starts putting her whole body into it, dude. It's crazy.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
It's that push that she's having a problem with too.
Yeah, so you'll see her the last couple times. She jumps on it.
Really?
Yeah. See?
Oh yeah.
She has to because look at the size of these weights.
And those weights hadn't even really moved.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't move for the first couple cranks.
She was a good like six cranks into it, and
yeah, dude.
Now it's just walking. Now it's just coming off the floor. Oh, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy. Telling you, man, it's fun time. I can't wait for the new American Gladiators to come out. Like, how ridiculous this is. They're going to step their game up and start shooting people.
we used Nerf guns to begin with. Yeah, now we're using real guns.
Yeah, Assaulter's like, no, we're using rubber bullets. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, Assault's going to be actual real firearms. I'm like, holy shit, dude. They're going to be Gladiators tasers.
Our Gladiators, our SWAT ex-SWAT members.
Yeah, dude, like that we supply just with steroids and cocaine. Like,
was this the 80s?
Yeah, dude, it's like they're gonna have to because like this shit's fucked up and they're just going against each other.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm like these guys, they're gonna step American Gladiators up like cray cray, because that's like, I saw this and I was like, holy shit.
But you're right. So that's the only competition that they do, and then they move on to the
Olympus. Yeah, so once you win that event, you move to the Mount Olympus.
Yeah, that kind of sucks because you... I mean, I get it.
They're already taxed so hard.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you, if you would ask me to do another event after this, I'd be like, nah, man, fuck you. I'm good.
Yeah, each one, it's cool because when they show you how the event works, they show you which muscle groups that they focus on.
Oh, that's
so cool. Like that pyramid one that they're in is like whole core thing, because obviously like you're It's yes, it's upper body, but it's obviously you're moving with it, so it's definitely core.
You're definitely like keeping that. You have to keep that core stable in order to actually just keep it walking up there.
Yeah.
You're,
so in multiples, like they'll have ones like this part of the stage is all core, this part of it is like you know full body or whatever it happens to be. So they show you the muscle groups they're using and stuff. But yeah, it's man, it is impressive. I also kind of wish it was like one of those things where it's like one a week for a whole year. Versus it's like, oh, we're going to run this for, you know, 12 weeks or whatever it is. I kind of want it to be like just a whole thing. Every month just have like an overall champion or whatever. Yeah. Like just one a week for like 52 weeks. I don't need a shit. Like I just want it. Like it's so ridiculous. Plus, I don't even know how many like individual events there are. So like I said, they've only shown like six of them, I think it was.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Then there's like the pole vault one. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
this one's called Uprising.
Yeah, yeah.
You run back and forth, and
so the guy in the red is the big guy I was telling you about. He loves Taylor Swift. He dances to Taylor Swift. It's really creepy. But as he runs, this, I think it's this last two. He just busts through all the last two things, and those are cement blocks.
Oh, I swear he went through the first two in like one.
Yeah, go. The last I'll two. Like so, there's an anvil. There's a chain, and they have to run. And as it goes through, it punches through the first thing. Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's five of them. Five
one,
floors?
Two, three, oh, four, so that five.
Slows them down.
Or six.
Yeah, five.
Five? Yeah, five. So it slows them down.
The Rock's just laughing.
Yeah, well, because what happens is that first guy, the big guy, literally just destroys the first two, gets the third one, and then four and five go in one pull, and he just yanks on that fucking chain to win.
Yeah.
And the other guy's just trying his hardest. I was like, holy good lord. Because that dude's powerful, bro, but he's powerful in one way at a time. There's no endurance in that guy, you can tell. And you see it on Mount Olympus. Because you go and you're like, this is going to be a really good match. Because, like, the Budweiser delivery guy's jacked dude, and this dude's a jacked dude. This dude, that guy's way bigger, though. He's, like, he's fucking massive compared to this other guy.
Well, that looked like the event that's, like, best tailor-made for him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because he's you could tell he's a big, giant squat, you know, deadlift guy, so.
But if you can find his intro when he dances to Taylor Swift, it's really unsettling. Because it's like, I was like, oh, don't do that. Don't ballerina, man.
We'll watch the show and.
Yeah. It's kind of fucked up, but it's so much fun though. I always had so much fun watching.
Here's
that.
The battering ram one.
Oh, the hammering ram.
Dude,
that one's fucking legit fun to watch. But it's short. Like it's even the ladies made
this
it.
This is the ladies
quickly.
One, yeah.
Yeah. So the lady in blue is the 50-year-old firefighter, 60-year-old firefighter, and. Like, you can see, like, that's just not, like, a real easy fucking, oh, I'm going to hammer this, right? Like, you really have to get that thing. And, like, they even said, like, you have to be accurate with it because if you don't hit the middle of it, it doesn't push it back. That was her fiance. He was, like, literally half her age. And then the hammer just drops, or the ram just drops, and you have to grab it on this rope and swing it. And then you can see the doors.
Yeah.
It's like Jurassic Park doors, dude.
No, seriously, they are like Jurassic Park doors. They're like, I'm storming this castle. Like doors.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And you hit him and you have to break through and the doors swing open and there's a chain at the pole in the middle.
Oh, she's getting no.
Yeah, lady in red here is not.
She's not understanding physics.
Blue, though, she's knocked down some doors in her time.
Yeah, bro. She's not messing around either.
Red is just, oh my God. Has she even touched the door once?
She takes a good, like, seven or eight swings before it actually starts hitting it. And she break her. If I'm correctly, her door's just about to break as the other chick pulls her chain.
I swear to God that Red never even touched the fucking door.
So Titan Games is pretty fun.
Yeah, it looks like
a word.
I have to say, like those are the kind of like reality shows that I like, where it's like a competition thing like that, not just like. We're going to be in this house and try not to fuck each other to death.
Because, well, A, those aren't reality shows. You know that they are scripted. You know, these are more reality shows.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, feats of strength. It is impressive.
Yeah.
That's why I can't wait to, like, what it's going to be like when it's just Titans against Titans. Because, like, obviously it's the best of what they had at the times or whatever. But I was like, yeah, okay.
Let's but you're do right. This. After watching something like that, I want American Gladiators to come back. And have to one up that.
Yeah, so I'm saying like they're gonna have to start murdering people.
Yeah,
one of the events is murder.
And that's because it is gladiator versus competitor, not competitor versus competitor type thing.
Yeah, or like competitor versus self for the most part. I'm mostly because most, like I said, most of those.
Well, yes, but I mean, like you're trying to beat the other person to win is what I'm saying. Like I want that extra person in there trying to intelligently fuck you up.
Yeah, and like the thing is, the only one that I saw of those events that they had where you're going directly against somebody was that tug of war one.
Because
that at the you both so they both have to pull out two I think it's two giant cylinders first, then they go against each other against the big gold one, and the smaller ones are like I don't know about yay bigger rounds,
that's small okay,
but the bigger ones like this,
that's small.
So you're like you're grabbing it and you're like and you don't have the ground. The girls unfortunately they were shorter so they didn't really have the ground to use against with the smaller ones like you could see, but like the middle one it's literally like. Probably 10 or 8 feet up and it's in the middle of the pyramid, so you literally just have the wall of the pyramid to like help you. And like it was the pit bull girl, she was in the lead because she didn't falter pulling her own out. The other girl fell when she pulled her first one out. She had to get up and get the other one and she yanked those fuckers out of that wall. She gets up there and she starts pulling that fucking thing. But you can see it's super heavy, and obviously, like, she's re-gripping it, and as soon as the other girl got out there, she hugs it, and she pulls it right into the wall, and she has to like, regain her feet, and she's, like, just fighting it. I was like, oh, get her! Get her! I don't care who fucking wins, just get her! Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like I said, I wish I could binge-watch it, but I also wish there was, like, at least I knew there's 52 of them going on, you know? I'm like, I'm gonna watch one a week for show. Thursday nights, NBC, or on Hulu the next day. I don't know if YouTube's gonna have them every single day.
They won't.
Like this time,
because I thought it was just this is the first episode we're gonna show it on allow it to be showed on YouTube, which I couldn't even find it there. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, really? Yeah,
it popped up in my recommended the next day.
But no, I searched for Titan Games and I can only find clips. I couldn't find like the full.
Well, they pulled it.
Maybe on there for a little while.
Yeah, maybe. Well, let's see if my YouTube has it wherever.
Like the first one that pops up is promo. Well, here's the actual games, maybe the subscription page. Maybe yeah, there it is on the actual subscription page.
No, yeah.
An hour and 30 minutes long, but it didn't show up in the general search.
My YouTube is wrestling, video games, and food. Oh, and a happy season 2 first look.
Mine is creepy shit, video game stuff, and for some reason The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, mine is I got some gun stuff to do. It's either Anthem or Destiny 2. There's some video game stuff because that's up, up, down, down. Food stuff with Mike Chen and
Pizza Ball with Binging with Babish. What the fuck?
Hey, Pizza Ball, bro.
Pizza Ball from that one show.
That's disgusting.
Well, you said wait, what? It's pizza though, Joe.
Yeah, but it's too much pizza.
Oof, is that a thing for you?
Apparently.
What?
Well, when it looks like that, it's disgusting.
Fair enough.
I mean, come on, that right there, that doesn't look.
Oh, that looks gross,
right?
Come on, Babish, you're better than that. Probably not though.
He's made it look like it did on the Eric. It's an Eric and Andre show bit.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So he had.
Did you say Eric and Andre?
Eric Andre.
Sorry. Okay. I was like, is that a new one? Did I miss it? Did he finally split into two people like the Hulk and Banner?
Yeah.
Which one's the crazy one, Eric or Andre?
Yes.
Andre, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Andreas? Okay. There's some tech stuff on here, too. It's literally like guns, video games, food, video games.
God, this is okay. I fucking hate this about the YouTube app. Oh, you want to subscribe to YouTube Premium?
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Oh, it looks like someone beat the Niobe Labs.
Did they finally?
It looks like it, yeah.
So when I was reading about this morning, that
34 minutes ago, Hound just put up a video that says the forge is now open.
Yeah. I told you that they would do it.
Yeah, it took over a day.
Oh, it took over a day. Oh my god, guys.
There's a guy literally, one of the, I think it's GLAAD on Twitch. He started playing as soon as it launched at 10 and was still playing last night.
Jesus.
That's a little bit too much dedication.
Well, it's his job. He plays video games for his job, which must be fucking terrible.
No, it must be terrible.
It's funny though, because they're doing it, and he's like, at one point, they're like, I swear to Christ, if the final password for this puzzle is Destiny, I'm quitting playing and I'm going to main Minecraft. And I was like, hilarious, all right,
if it was.
So
I was reading about it this morning on our car ride to the comic shop, and one of the last puzzles was something about, or what they thought was the last puzzle, I don't know if it ended up being, was something about the jewels on Charlemagne's sword.
Yeah, it's super fucked up shit. It's super random.
Like, yeah, they're saying like French poetry was included in one of the passwords, and it was super really weird.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, super, super crazy. Division just posted a PC feature trailer. That's exciting.
Ooh, we will have to watch that as soon as we're done here.
Well, it's, their video is sponsored by Radeon. That's funny. So the Division's video is a Radeon demo. It's a stage demo of some sort, apparently. Because there's two, there's, Ubisoft North America posted one. It's just the Division 2 PC features. Then IGN has an AMD Division 2 Radeon 7 live stream of a stage demo. I'm guessing that's from CES, but from a stage demo. I'm showing it off. And then right after that is an AMD Radeon GPU reveal, because apparently the new Radeon 7 is out.
The new Radeon's out, and the new NVIDIA stuff is out.
Yeah, because they announced that. So, but on Monday, NVIDIA put up an Anthem trailer that showed off gorgeous 4K video.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm like, yeah, that's worth buying a PC right fucking there. That shit was ridiculous. Of course, then you have to price those fucking things. So they're showing off the 2080, and I was like, well, I'm not spending $800 on a graphics card. That's right. Just a graphics card?
Let alone one graphics card, but if you really want the performance out of it, you're going to have to at least get two.
Well, nothing can run two right now. Nothing can run on two cards right now. Because the 2080 is so powerful.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That no one can... Like, you can run them, but it doesn't do any difference because it's so powerful, it doesn't even matter. Like, it drops the performance on some people. I was reading a thing. Okay. I was like, that's pretty funny.
I've been so far out of the graphics card game. It's of, so like, ridiculous, what's good, dude, and what's not, and blah, blah, blah. I don't care anymore. Like, I don't know. Building computers and upgrading things for me...
So fucking expensive. So
expensive and just time-consuming.
So annoying.
And The other half of it was, like, I always felt like I was locked into a chair and a small monitor experience, whereas I could sit there with my Xbox and be on my couch and have a, you know, 65-inch TV in front of me.
That has changed, though,
huge
with computers, because monitors have really stepped up their game.
They've stepped up their game, but for me, the PC experience is still focused around that small area.
That's what makes me laugh about a lot of the streamers who do, like, stream video games professionally. They play on computer monitors.
Yeah,
they're not on, like, you and I relax on in front of a big screen.
Well, that's part of like what I'm getting at. I do understand that they have like headphones that are, you know, 7.1 blah blah blah. But like, you take a 7.1 headphone system and you compare it to my 7.1 surround sound system, there's no contest. My system is going to fucking kick its ass every single time. I want that experience for playing my fucking games too, not just.
But you're not playing that to hear footsteps. You're hearing it just for the atmosphere and like that. They're wearing headsets so they can hear people coming.
Yeah, but they're also then playing multiplayer games and stuff like
lame.
I want a story and stuff. I want more out of my content.
That's right. Not just the same fucking maps to get killed on every time.
Stabbed in the back by somebody who
stabbed in the face, sir. Destiny does not stab you in the back. It stab you in the face.
Face stab.
Then they slide shotgun you from around a corner somehow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, apparently Guardians can turn fucking corners while they're sliding.
Yeah. Why not?
Goddamn monsters.
Why not?
Dust Rock Blues from a fucking slide.
Did you ever end up watching either of you end up watching the Sandberg and what's her name's?
Sandra Oh?
Sandra Oh's... Golden Globes.
Nope. Thing. I did not.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Might have been.
Whatever.
I'll see it eventually.
Yeah, when it pops up on his YouTube feed in a year.
Right. No.
Remember last year's Golden Globes? Here's the intro.
Yeah. No, it's pretty funny with Adam Sandberg. But one of the moments that stuck out to me, which you may have seen in headlines, was they were talking about how far Hollywood has come now. Versus even just a couple of years ago, where they were casting non-white actors, like they mentioned Scarlett Johansson for Ghost in the Shell, and they mentioned Emma Stone for Aloha, I think it is. Yeah. And you just hear Emma Stone in the background go, "I'm sorry."
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. Mike didn't think it was funny, apparently.
Mike doesn't find humor in that stuff.
I find great humor in everything, you fuck.
Oh. Mike is just not being humorous today, so I think we'll end the episode there because it is exactly 1 hour.
Exactly. Wait for it. But yeah, we're getting that that old wrap-up signal from the producer over in the corner there.
Yep.
There you go. One of us is in the corner. He's going to do it. I mean, the producer's going to do it. Yeah, we're in a corner.
That's fair.
You know, in the room.
No one puts Mikey in the corner.
Every day.
Every day.
Anyhow, that's we still didn't do an intro today, by the way. We fucked that up again.
No, we didn't fuck it up. That's the thing now.
Comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody, and that's it for this week. As usual, you fuckers just came naturally. No more intros, just outros.